Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go.
UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude, the podcast. I'm AK. UINWA is the real news. We're just going to tell it to you with a little flavor. You ready?
Yeah!
Here we go.
Okay!
Trustees of Tennessee's only publicly funded historically black university were removed under legislation signed into law by the Republican governor. Black lawmakers and community leaders said state leaders, a majority of whom are white, are unfairly targeting Tennessee State University. But there's also this. The leadership at Tennessee State might be to blame because multiple state audits have found student housing shortages, unsustainable scholarship increases, and lingering financial discrepancies, which usually means there's some missing money. Crystal James has been appointed as the new police chief at the University of Michigan. She steps into the role as the first black person to lead the police force on the Ann Arbor, Michigan campus and the first woman chief across all three university campuses. An Orlando, Florida city commissioner is facing 7 felony charges for allegedly stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from a 96-year-old woman to pay for a facelift, dental surgery, hotel rooms, home renovations, and other things. From the pictures I'm looking at, she need to go back to that dental surgeon and get her money back. A federal court has ruled that South Carolina can use a congressional map, which it previously deemed unconstitutional due to its harmful impact on black voters.
What?
The court said that given that the primary election is nearing and the U.S. Supreme Court has been slow to act on an appeal of the case, the old map can be used. You know this some bull. This sounds like some Brian Kemp versus Stacey Abrams BS. And for those of you that have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm going to give you a little history. When Stacey Abrams was running against Brian Kemp to become governor of the state of Georgia, they were using voting machines. Well, someone took those voting machines into a courtroom and proved to a judge that they could be fixed. What did the judge say? The same thing the judge said in the South Carolina case. Seeing that the election is nearing and we can't go to paper ballots, even though you proved to me that these machines can be fixed, we gonna let them use them.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Now, when it comes to did he or did he not, I don't know what the hell to say about this one. I think the best thing for me to do when it comes to Diddy is do the same thing everybody else is doing, waiting to see what pops up on social media, because there's some wild shit out here with this P. Diddy, Puffy, whatever the hell we're calling him. I think we're going to be calling him guilty pretty soon, though, because I don't see the feds raiding his homes like that unless they had something. Like R. Kelly, to me, R. Kelly may not have done everything that they said he did, but he did do something. The Houston, Texas police chief declined to speak on whether if 264,000 cases that have been dropped speaks to a broader problem within his agency that needs to be fixed.
You think?
Yeah, I would say something needs to be fixed with 264,000 cases being dropped. Lala Anthony is helping young men understand that even a troubled past does not have to define one's future. Through her 360 program, Anthony is providing mentorship, life coaching, legal services, and re-entry tools to incarcerated men between the ages of 18 and 21. In addition to funding the program, Anthony follows a hands-on leadership style, offering weekly sessions, 360 host seminars with motivational speakers, activities like acting class, mental health resources, job training, and more. Now that story right there proves that all the news out here ain't crazy. But I got some more that is. A black Alabama woman has been charged after her 3-year-old was found carrying 2 kilos of cocaine in a backpack.
Wait, oh hell no!
Told you I had some more crazy. Months after Philadelphia banned ski masks in public places, there's still no plan to enforce the law. The gang leader in Haiti has said he'd consider calling a ceasefire only if his gangs were included in international talks on the country's future. Now, as crazy as this might sound, I think he might get that. I think the people in Haiti are about ready to try anything to get this mess up off of them. One of the nation's largest indigenous tribes is seeking to change a 140-year-old federal law that governs criminal jurisdiction of tribal citizens on reservations based on blood. The move by the Cherokee Nation comes as the Oklahoma tribe is welcoming the descendants of formerly enslaved black people. I wonder, is that where black people get that phrase, "I got some Indian in me"? You know some black person that has told you that. Come on now. North Carolina's black Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson has been catching heat for some comments he posted some time ago on social media. Well, those comments have resurfaced, because you know, once you put something out on social media, it's out there. He made the comment that the civil rights movement was a Marxist plot that robbed Americans of their freedom. He made these comments to those in the gay community.
Ain't but two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. Called to be led by men. When it was time to face down Goliath, sent David. Not DeVita, David.
There's no reason anybody anywhere in America should be telling any child about transgenderism, homosexuality, any of that filth. And yes, I called it filth. And if you don't like it that I called it filth, come see me and I'll explain it to you.
And another post that has resurfaced is a Facebook post that Robinson made in 2017 where he called Beyonce a skank. Yeah. Now, for those of you that don't really know, the term skank is offensive and derogatory. It's used to shame and degrade women based on their sexual behavior. It's a deliberate term used to criticize and judge women. This is coming from a man who's trying to become the next governor of North Carolina. This is coming from a black man who we think should lose every single woman's vote in the state of North Carolina. Ladies, if you vote for this man, you're gonna make a big ass mistake. You've been listening to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude, with yours truly, Alexander Caden. UINWA is produced for the Urban Internet News Network. Okay, Serenity Baby, come on in. Tell them who produces UINWA.
Papa.
That's right, your papa.
Papa.